Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Tet, we'll talk about here where a person gave over his animal to somebody else to watch and they assume responsibility for it. Mishnah says, Mesaro l'shomer hinam, ul sho'el, l'nose sachar, ul socher. If a owner of an animal handed over possession of his animal to the four different types of shomrim that the Torah mentions, a shomer hinam, who is an unpaid watchman, he agrees to watch the animal without being paid, a shomer sachar, you're paying that person to watch your animal for you, a socher, a renter, he's renting that animal, and he is allowed to use it, he's renting the animal from the owner, or a shoel, he's borrowing the animal, he's allowed to use that animal for free. All of these people, nichnesu tahat ha-be'alim, the Mishnah says, they take the place of the owner, they're responsible for the damage, as if they were the owner, mu'ad meshalem nezek shalem, v'tam meshalem hatzi nezek. The animal, if the animal was mu'ad, then the shomer over here, either any one of them would pay the full damages, but if the animal was a tam, then they would only pay hatzi nezek, like the regular owner. If the owner did certain things to prevent the animal from doing any damage, we'll talk about how they would not be obligated to pay if the animal did do certain types of damage. We'll talk about a three-way machloket, that what type of preventative measures have to be taken to poter the owner, to exempt the owner from having to pay if damage was done. First opinion, kesharo be'alav b'meosera, if the owner tied it up with a leash, which is a minimal amount of protections that it won't break free and do damage, or v'na'al b'fanav kara'uy, or he locked the gate before him properly. There was a small little gate, a regular pen that would stand beruach mitsuya in a normal wind, and then let's say the animal got out, v'yatza v'hizik, the animal got out. It got out, either it tore the leash, it wasn't a super strong leash, or a strong wind came down and knocked the gate, and then the animal got out and did damage. Ehad tam v'ehad mu'avd, Hayav, whether the animal was a tam animal or a mu'ad animal, the owner would be obligated to pay hatzi nezek for a tam, nezek shalem for a mu'ad. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. According to him, the animal has to be guarded in a super strong way in order to exempt the owner from having to pay these damages. It has to be in either an iron leash around it, has to be where it's impossible for it to get out, that it's locked down with a chain, no matter how hard the animal pulls, wouldn't be able to get out, or it has to have a very strong door that even if a super strong wind comes, it wouldn't be able to knock down this gate. Oh, that's the only circumstance, according to the Rabbi Meir, that the owner would be not obligated to pay damages if the animal got out. But if it was a normal circumstance that the animal was guarded with, and the animal got out and did damage, according to Rabbi Meir, the owner would still be liable. Rabbi Yehuda omer, tam hayav umuad patur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the animal was a tam animal, then of course the owner has to pay the half damages, like the opinion of Rabbi Meir previously. Where he does argue is with muad. Umuad patur, if the animal was muad, he's not obligated to pay the full damages. He would still be obligated to pay the half damages. Why? Shene'emad ve'lo yishmerenu be'alav. Because the pasuk, when it's talking about a muad animal, says that the muad owner has to pay the full damages only, as the pasuk says, if the owner didn't guard it. Which tells us that he has to pay full damages only if it was not guarded at all. Ah, v'shamur huze. But in our case, the animal was guarded. It was guarded in a minimal manner, but that's still enough to tell us that he wouldn't be obligated to pay the nezek shalem, the full damages, if it was guarded in its usual, normal manner. That would be enough to say that the owner does not have to pay the 100% damages. He would only have to pay for the 50% damages. A third opinion, Rabbi Eliezer omer, en lo shemira ela sakin. Very strict. Rabbi Eliezer says, the only way to guard a mu'ad animal is with a knife. In other words, to kill it. The only way to prevent a mu'ad animal from causing damage is to slaughter it, to kill it. That's the only way you could prevent it from causing any more damage. So therefore, if the owner had it, it doesn't matter if he put a leash around it, or he put an iron gate around it, or he put an iron chain. No matter what, you can't prevent this animal from causing damage again. So therefore, by the fact that he didn't slaughter it, he's now obligated if it causes damage, and he has to pay in full, no matter how how well he guarded this animal. So we have a three-way machloket about the mu'ad shor over here. And we have to take note that we're only talking about kedin damage. We're only talking about on-purpose damage that this shor does. But when talking about shin or regel, that everybody agrees that ordinary level of guarding would be enough.